Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Ann Hirsch.
Still here.
And this is the Christina Liu Show, where Christina brings us up to date on all the stuff that's going around the town. And after that, at the 11:30, which was normally the Christina Liu Show, actually what Christina's doing today is giving a big... what do you call it, whoever the lead show is, because Nassau County Legislator Delia DeRidgey-Witten is going to be with us. So you'll still have a wonderful woman to be listening to, and she's got some great information on a program that's coming up that she's organizing. But right now we're going to finish with Christina.
Yes. So just on the topic of advisories, Ann is a part of our Great Neck Advisory. So you want to tell us a little bit about what goes on at the Great Neck Advisory?
Coincidentally, I happen to have my notes from yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Ann's very prepared. I like that.
I never know.
Good.
With this show, you never know what's going to come up other than something to do with Christina's birthday. But other than that, that's the only thing that I can plan for. That's the only thing I can plan for.
Well, maybe now I'm going to stop for a while. You know, I'll throw you off.
Oh, I'm telling you, John, and very ingenious about how you do it. But anyway, the notes from yesterday was a welcome and introduction that was done. What is Nancy's last name?
Mizrahi.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She is now heading the discussions. And we did some updates. So also they will cover the summer exercise. They talked about Fun Day Monday, the Northwell Healthy Living mm-hmm. Workshops, and that it's Older Americans Month. Mm-hmm. Then there was actually two presentations. One was a surprise. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, who came in but John Kamen, and he spoke with the group. And he spoke primarily about his connections with Project Independence and how much he supported this from the early days and mm-hmm. the beginning roots of the program, and how he felt very strongly about 311 and about the busing that has been, I shouldn't say busing, the taxi service that is funded and what is available. Mm-hmm. So he presents very well. He had his son with him, and a photographer was present. So it was very, very nice to actually get to know him and to hear him. And, of course, he is running for Congress, so that was another motivator of him mm-hmm. speaking about this upcoming event. Then there was a presentation that was scheduled, and we had REAP, the account manager for PSEG Long Island Residential Efficiency Programs, talking about discounted services, but you have to fall within a
certain criteria.
Right. Correct. So she spoke briefly about that. And then we had community nursing and social worker mm-hmm. reports. There's always news, as you are discussing. Mm-hmm. There is an event on June 14th. Why am I taking these medications?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You may have that. I don't want to get into your area. But so, something about healthy eating is
there's
also.
Tons in June, which is great. And it's funny because there are a lot of these things are these like kind of like healthy, you know, chats. It seems to be a common theme that's going on. But, you know, as you said, on June 14th, there's the nutrition, hydration, and healthy eating for seniors. That's going to be on Tuesday, June 14th from 10:30 to 11:30 at Clint G. Martin Park. And I think that's really important, too, because, you know, it's starting to get hot. And it's extremely, dehydration is such a major thing that, you know, really can impact you in numerous ways. So it's really important to figure out how to maintain hydration, you know, especially in these kind of warmer months. Also on June 14th is Why Am I Taking These Medications? That's with pharmacy residents from Northwell. It's really a great program because you're going to be able to talk about medication compliance and the impact it has on your health. And you could learn really the correct way to take your medications, including, you know, a lot of people take over-the-counter and might have prescription and they might not, you know, really work together. So you don't know. And I think this is great because you're actually able to have a question and answer with these pharmacists. And this is going to be at the Port Washington Senior Center on Tuesday, June 14th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., which I think is a... You know, what's so great about these health chats is, you know, you have these intimate little settings.
Right.
where you have amazing professionals, and you actually, you know, you're able to ask them these questions that, you know, you might have, which I think is like, when are you going to get that opportunity, you know, to really sit there and have this kind of space to do that? So also we have on June 16th, Make Better Beverage Choices. This is part of the series that the
Margaritas versus Sangria.
That's what I might have to do. Well,
that wasn't even in these notes. Okay. Let's hear that one.
That's going to be the Cornell Cooperative Extension from Nassau County has been doing a series at Magnolia Gardens in Westbury. And each month they have a different kind of healthy topic. So this month is Making Better Beverage Choices. That's going to be at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Everyone's invited, you know, 60 and over. Then we have coming up, which is very interesting. We just hot off the presses. It's called Joyful Aging, The Pursuit of Happiness. And that's going to be on Friday, June 24th. And one of our mental health counselors from JASA, Sharzad, is going to be doing the presentation. Okay. And she'll be teaching you different techniques on how to, you know, just keep it joyful, which I think is, you know, important. You know, I mean, it's really, you know, Project Independence, we really just want to maintain your quality of life, you know, at home and stuff. And a huge part of that is, you know, happiness. And
right.
So it's
just,
definitely
just
important.
One thing I want to bring in here, you know, for people listening and who haven't been involved in some of these programs and may want to come, this is not interactive unless you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually go, because some people don't like to talk.
Right.
You can go and you sit
and
you
just listen. Absolutely.
You want to talk, you can. You come back, mm-hmm. and you can become part of the group. But to start off, nobody's mm-hmm. obligated to get up and introduce themselves and say anything.
Not.
You
yeah.
walk into the meeting, you sit down, and you leave.
Yeah.
Are all of these meetings required that you make a reservation, or can you get up that morning and decide that you just want to go?
We encourage people to register, just, you know, space wise. Anybody, even if you wake up that morning and you just simply call 311 and, you know, you get registered right on the spot, you know. So it's not a lot of them are open, you know, to things, you know. It's not you're not going to be kicked out, you know, if you
right.
show up.
But the other reason to call, yeah. sometimes it happens rarely that the speaker could get
right,
sick. Something
absolutely.
Can happen and it's canceled.
Yeah.
And we would right. call everybody and say, please, Ann,
no,
don't come.
No, that's a great point,
a
John.
A terrible
absolutely.
Thing just occurred. Yeah. So therefore, you know, don't make a ride over to find out nothing's going on.
Yes,
that
no, that's definitely, that's what I'm saying. You know, and you just literally call 311 and they'll be able to, you know, direct you immediately
right.
and into whatever, you know, kind of question you have. Also is an interesting chat that's going to go on. That's on June 29th. It's called The Art of Human Emotions. It's presented by Reva Edis. She's one of the docents, part of the docent Nassau County Museum of Arts group. She's been on our radio program, and this is going to be an interesting little thing. So you'll see photographs, and it'll be about the history of communicating feelings through the visual arts. This is going to be at the Shelter Rock Library in Albertson. That's Wednesday, June 29th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. So,
okay.
You know, what I love about all these community education chats is that some are, you know, health-related. But then there's also, like, fun, you know, more educational arts, you know. So it's – and out of these advisory committees, most of these ideas come from, because they'll say, you know, we want a speaker on,
right.
you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, the nurses and social workers in that area will organize these things, which
well,
I think
that's
is
the importance of the advisory group. Because if you have something on your mind, the only way it's going to get – express as you go to the advisory group and say, listen, there's nothing about pets, and mm-hmm. I have three pets, and I'm looking for guidance. Enough people talk about it. There'll be some program for people
right.
how to deal with pets when you're traveling, or whatever
yeah.
the issue is.
No, absolutely. And that's what, you know, what I love about the advisory committees, because we always say, like, the advisory committees, you know, are our boots on the ground and stuff. And, you know, North Hempstead is a very diverse, large township. And, you know, each area kind of has different concerns and stuff. You know, in Great Neck, like we always say, the pedestrian safety piece is a huge piece, because a lot of people are walkers. There's a lot of apartment buildings,
right, right.
a lot of people, you know, so that was a major, you know, issue in Great Neck, and then that was kind of dealt with. But what's, you know, great is that all these different ideas and this joint advisory committee is nice, because there'll be time for you to kind of talk to, you know, someone from a different committee and say, oh, what is your committee, you know, talking about? And it's just a nice venue to kind of share experiences and stuff. So it's a...
And just for mental health alone, since that was the subject for today, mm-hmm. instead of holding it in, you can do something very constructive
right.
of getting out this frustration
mm-hmm.
you may have, such as the traffic mm-hmm. in Great Neck
mm-hmm.
or other events. And this is a very constructive way of dealing with those emotions that you're
mm-hmm.
angry about
certain
things.
Both of you see Steel Magnolia?
Yes.
The movie?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a nice class when you can hit the person.
Yep, there you are.
That was a great scene.
There you go, yeah.
Just punch her, punch her.
Yes, maybe we'll do some kind of, we'll find some kind of nice way to do that. But, you know, what's great, too, about the advisory committees is that, you know, it might not necessarily be something Project Independence directly handles,
right, of
you
course.
Know, but they'll be able to kind of let you know who they can pass it to or where you need to, you know, go for that too. So it's just a perfect venue. And like
they'll
I said,
do the follow-up for you.
And that's what, you know,
they
and
have
we
experience.
Say to people, just come, try it out. No one's saying you have to come to every single month. I just think it's definitely something great to do, and that's the perfect place to find out what's going on.
So. Right. And what you had said before, just to touch on that quick, like in Great Neck Apartments, mm-hmm. The town of North Hempstead is huge, but by having six districts, I don't mm-hmm. even know what you call them.
Regions.
Six regions. Mm-hmm. It becomes specific to your neighborhood mm-hmm. because there are not a lot of apartments in, say, Newcastle. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, it's a whole different world over there. Or in Roslyn, New Hyde Park. Or Roslyn is not New Hyde Park, mm-hmm. but you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
So it does become specific to the seniors living in that area, which
and you're getting to the source.
Right.
That's the
right.
most important
right.
part
right.
is you are with the people that will do something upon
right.
your recommendations,
no,
and you've participated in that. I didn't hear you say this, but did you mention June 9th?
Yes, June 9th is the Vision, Speech, and Hearing Awareness Day at the Viscardi Center. It's a free program. There's breakfast and lunch. It's a wonderful, wonderful program. I actually went last year and I got a bunch of speakers for the radio from it too because they discuss all kinds of things. You know, there's experts with low vision, blindness, deafness, those with speech and hearing difficulties. And it just really shows you how assistive technologies and through education and hands-on demonstration can, you know, really change your life. And you, there's things out there that you don't even know, you know, existed. So this is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Viscardi Center in Albertson. So call 465-1632 or 311 and we'll get you connected.
Terrific. And that's it for the Christina Lu Show.
It's a wrap.
Everybody out there,
no,
you're listening
no,
to Senior
no.
Talk Radio here
on
88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.